As a child, her own obesity had never really bothered her. The life she was living wasn't any different than anybody else's, was it? She got up every morning, ate, went to school, ate, came home, snacked, studied, and ate dinner with her family, who were also obese. She did have a few close friends. They always told her she was beautiful and unique from the inside out. They supported her decision not to worry about what the social norms said about being obese. So she always figured out the best way to happily live large. During her high school years, she began noticing all the flirtation and sexual innuendos between the other students. Students of all color, size, and gender were either talking about sex or experimenting. That was when her own libido started to mature and sexual feelings began to flood her own mind. Just because she was fat didn't mean she couldn't enjoy sex with a man. She spent time surfing the internet, finding fetish groups for large women. There were several of them. That fact alone gave her hope that one day she too would have a sexual partner. Meanwhile, touching herself while imagining having sex with that partner became a regular occurrence. Sexual fantasies developed as easily in her mind as enjoying her afternoon snack. Thinking about how that perfect man would strip her with passion while listening to their favorite music. He would sensually rub every roll of fat on her body, finding it alluring, sexy, and satisfying. In fact, in her fantasies, he would do whatever she asked. Suck her tits, eat her pussy, and just completely devour every chubby inch of her. These sexual thoughts occupied most of her waking hours and even began leaking into her dreams. Fantasizing and masturbation were both added to her daily schedule. Wake up, fantasize and masturbate, eat breakfast, head to school, eat lunch, head home, have a snack, fantasize and masturbate again, eat dinner, do homework, get into bed, and then, well, you get the idea. Having orgasms became so important, she actually began losing weight. While laying alone in bed at night, she started thinking about ways to create exciting new sexual fantasies. She came up with a couple of doozies. For example, the excitement of getting caught really intrigued her. One afternoon, she decided to masturbate to climax in one of the less utilized restrooms on campus. She was sure the only noise that bathroom had heard in years was the sound of her coming during orgasm. It was good the first few times, but with such a low potential of being caught, it quickly made the orgasm seem rather boring. So, she decided to try using a more utilized restroom near the girls' locker room. Now, that was exciting. The first time she masturbated while listening to the girls through the walls as they changed for PE, but the second time, she hit the jackpot. Just as she was about to come, two girls entered the bathroom chatting about sex. She froze while sitting on the toilet with her hand down her panties. Holding her breath, she strained to listen to every word. They went on about having sex with the boys they were dating. One of them even confessed that she had never had an orgasm before. While still unnoticed in the stall, she smiled at the fact that she was an expert at having orgasms. Right after they left, her hands got back to work, touching herself with a whole new vigor. She added the girl's conversation to her fantasy, pretending it was about what her perfect man was doing to her. The orgasm she reached was huge and very noisy. She was definitely going to visit this restroom again.